For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert. It's again time for our weekly check-in with representatives from some of the lead agencies attempting to help campfire survivors. Earlier today, we received updates from Deborah Young, a public information officer from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, Justin Jacobs, representing the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, Colette Curtis, a spokeswoman for the Town of Paradise, and Butte County spokeswoman Casey Hatcher. This week, Colette Curtis starts us off with signs Moore Ridge residents are eager to rebuild.
We have so far received 289 applications for building permits. We have issued 186 of those, and three homes have been rebuilt. So certificates of occupancy have been issued to those three homes, and those people are back living there, and we're very, very excited for them. We are actually on track, based on the pace that we have seen over the last few months, to reach 500 building permit applications by the end of this year, so by December 31st, which is, far exceeds our expectations. We had projected possibly around 200 applications.
Is the rate at which people are applying for building permits increasing, or is it pretty much stabilized?
It continues to increase, actually. We are seeing more and more permits every month. It continues to exceed our expectations and our projections. There was a community meeting on Tuesday evening. We do community meetings monthly on the first Tuesday of each month. You can actually still watch that online on the Town of Paradise Facebook page. We also have notes from that meeting if you want to just read through and see what was discussed. That's also on the Town of Paradise Facebook page. So the town is working quite closely with NRWS, Cal OES, Cal Fire, and other agencies to open the green waste facility on American Road. We know that our residents need a place to bring their green waste. Going to the Neal Road landfill, it's a little farther, it's out of town. We think we are really close to a solution to get that open, and so expect an announcement on that pretty soon. And then I just wanted to mention that the town right now is supporting Rebuild Paradise Foundation on a master plan library that they are working on creating. So what that means is they're reaching out to architects and contractors to create master plans that would be pre-approved by the town so that people that are rebuilding could just choose among those plans that have already been pre-approved and move through the process a little bit more smoothly. And we are asking for our local building community's assistance in this. To that end, we're having a meeting on September 20th at Town Hall from 3 to 4:30 p.m. for contractors to come and give us your input on that master plan library and help us create that.
Next, we'll hear from Casey Hatcher. Casey, I understand the pattern is quite similar in unincorporated areas of the county.
The county also continues to be inspired by the number of permits for rebuilding that residents and property owners are submitting. We've received 120 permits in the unincorporated area, inside areas that have burned, and have issued 47 of those and finaled one. So that's a family living back in their home, which we're so excited about. Also at the county have exceeded expectations for how many permits we thought we would receive. We continue to try to remove those hurdles and barriers that people face to rebuild so that we can see those numbers go up and up and people can rebuild their homes and repopulate their communities. And we're also continuing to issue the rebuild incentive grant. So we've assisted 34 property owners with over $62,000 from the North Valley Community Foundation, and we've assisted 11 veterans with just under $30,000. We are also focused on debris removal. We do have just about 50 properties that are in our formal nuisance abatement process for not enrolling in a program. We've issued all of our formal abatement notices, and people have until the 11th of September to appeal those if they did receive a notice. And then we'll start the formal process of getting warrants from the court and ultimately getting the state access to go on and clean up those properties. There won't be fire debris left in the communities, and that's our goal. The last piece that I want to mention is that there's an open house at the Centerville Schoolhouse on Saturday, September 7th from 4 to 6. One of the topics that the community wants to talk about is the tree removal that's happening within the county right-of-way. The assistant director from our Public Works Department will be attending that meeting to answer questions of residents and talk about some of the questions they have either with the fix of Centerville Road or some of the tree removal project that is happening in that community.
Have they established that email for
they
notification?
Have, okay, Mark, great. And the property property owners are asked to send a picture of the tree with the closest approximate location that they can get, whether they have a GPS location that they can maybe get with their phone or closest cross street, and send that to pwpermits@buttecounty.net. And they need to identify in that email why it is that they think that that tree should not be slated for removal.
Would that trigger an automatic appeal for the tree, or does that just have someone at the county or public works say, no, that person's incorrect?
One of the things that we're facing here is that this project is being done utilizing disaster recovery funds, and we will ultimately be seeking reimbursement. There may be some cases in which a tree needs to get evaluated again, and we'll work with our arborist, but we also need to make sure that the costs associated with doing this project are reasonable so that we can be reimbursed by FEMA.
And now Justin Jacobs with the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
We've cleared nearly 10,400 sites of structural debris to date. That equates to approximately 3.4 million tons of debris. And of those sites and parcels, we've returned more than 6,000 of them back to the county to be certified clean and returned to property owners. So that's great news. Appreciate everybody's, you know, hard work in that Herculean effort. And unless there are any unforeseen things that come up, we're still on pace to complete that operation of structural debris removal by the end of this month. In addition, we continue to work very closely with our town and county partners in regard to standing bird trees, looking to hopefully have a way forward on that here in the near future, and just appreciate everyone's patience with that, as we know that's a concern that's top of mind for everybody.
Finally, we'll hear from Deborah Young of FEMA.
All families who are in FEMA's Transitional Sheltering Assistance Program have moved out of hotels into temporary housing as of this week. 517 households currently are in FEMA temporary housing. 227 of those are in travel trailers and 19 commercial RV parks across 8 counties. And we are in the process of relocating those families back to FEMA temporary housing in Butte County. There are also a couple of other issues that have come up regarding housing. Some survivors believe they can sublet their FEMA housing unit to another tenant once they find permanent housing, and that is not true. If an individual does sublet their FEMA temporary housing, that survivor is breaking the law and committing fraud. Also, some people believe that there are no special tax breaks for disaster survivors, and that is also not true. According to the tax code, there are long-standing tax breaks for casualty loss and provisional tax relief for specific disasters. And you should contact the IRS helpline for more information on that. That number is 800-829-1040. And some folks believe that calling 911 could result in a survivor losing his or her temporary housing, and that is not true as well. You should definitely call 911 if you have a situation that warrants emergency response.
That was Deborah Young, a spokeswoman for FEMA, Justin Jacobs, a spokesman for Cal OES, Casey Hatcher, a spokeswoman for Butte County, and Colette Curtis, a spokeswoman for the Town of Paradise. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert.